This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly overview of what's going on the family farms in America. This is not for the big agribusinesses. The news, the information, the conversation, the interviews are all aimed at helping you understand what's going on your farm, putting it into perspective. For example, the USDA, as I look at the news this week in their annual Farms and Land and Farms report, shows that our country's largest farms have sales, that is, if you're selling over $1 million or more, are operating 26% of the farmland in our country. So the smaller farms are in the 74% of the farms in this country are considered smaller farms. But yet, they don't get the attention. It's the big farms and all the noise that they make that make the difference, if you will, and that's what we're trying to counter here on the American Family Farmer. So basically, with the size of farms in the $1 million or more sales class increasing, farms in every other sales class decreased or remained the same size. So where are you in that? Are you the same size that you were last year or the year before, or are you bigger? Did you take Sonny Perdue's advice, get big or get out? I find that, as I said many times, I find that very, very offensive. The story of the Fox Hill Farm down in Kentucky, they announced on Facebook that they were ending their racing operations. This is a farm run by a family, the Porter family. The folks there have been trying to operate this, and I bring you this story because I think it is indicative of what's going on in the horse industry and the racing industry. I have a friend who's a client, actually, of mine that is running the Polo, the Greater Boston Polo Club. I sell him his hay. And maybe this is because of the pandemic. I don't know because there hasn't been an analysis of what's going on, but I do know that this closing of the operation down in Kentucky and transferring, selling the last horse. As a matter of fact, they got $690,000 for the last horse that they sold. But they don't have the help. They don't seem to have the riders. Is that the way it's going in this part of the, I don't know, some people say this is not agriculture. I disagree. I think anything with animals is agriculture. And as I said, my client here is having a tough time as well. I just wonder if that the exclusive kind of stuff is not working as well as it used to. Here is a story of a break-in in an Ohio farm. 40,000 mink released. This is the second time this has happened in the last 4 months, where a mink farm, this one happens to be in northwest Ohio, is attacked by people who are, and it is an attack. You can say, well, nobody got hurt. But it was an attack. It's a break-in, breaking and entering. It's a crime, vandalism. So it's under investigation. This is the Lion Farm. The Hoagland Township in Ohio is the home of this mink farm. And so the Van Wert County Sheriff, Thomas Riggenbach, is investigating. He said that the incident is considered it's a break and enter, and it's also a theft. And apparently some of the mink were killed. So you can't call it a homicide because that's what's applied to the human condition. But anyway, there are a number of local farmers who do mink farming. And so he posted, there are a lot of these animals that get stolen and resold. This is a place that's about 35 miles east of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Mink look like ferrets and weasels. They're not considered dangerous out in the wild. The department advises people to keep a close eye on their poultry and livestock, however, because mink will do what ferrets and weasels do, and that's attack poultry especially. They eat everything in the wild, frogs, fish, mice, rabbits. They're fed a regular diet when they're in custody, but they are carnivores, and they look for fresh meat. They hunt and they prey and they kill. So it's very interesting to see this happening in Ohio, and one wonders. Well, the animal rights people are all around releasing mink. This, as I say, has happened a couple of times in this area since November, and it's got to be that it's the same people trying to, you know, mink is considered controversial for sure by the Peter folks because of the fur value, or what used to be the fur value. I don't know why you would grow mink today. Nobody buys a mink stole or a mink coat anymore, right? You know, what happens if you wear one, somebody will throw paint on you. It just seems that it's politically incorrect. So I guess I would wonder why people are doing this. But 40,000 carnivorous minks have been released in Ohio since last November. Well, that seems kind of oof. All right, the owner of Ashes Farm, this is a sanctuary, has been arrested for refusing to return cows to their owner. I have a sanctuary on my farm, so this is interesting to me. Tracy Murphy of Newfane, Texas, I'm sorry, Newfane, New York, was arrested for third-degree grand larceny. Troopers responded to the sanctuary for a property retrieval of cattle missing from a nearby farm. So apparently the owner of this sanctuary has been going around and stealing cows from farms and bringing the cows to their sanctuary, which is not, it's out near, it's in Niagara, the Niagara area up around Buffalo. What in the world would you do that for? Anyway, so there's something a little weird. There's a lot of weird. There's a lot of weird stuff going on in the world. We're here to report on things that affect you and your farm in a moment. We're going to meet Keisha Cobb, who is the chairperson. She's an urban farmer in Little Rock working to get women into farming. So we're going to talk about that side of our business in just a few moments. Here as we continue on the American Family Farmer, I want to spend a moment talking to you about one of my favorite things, and that's keeping you in shape, keeping you healthy, and you can do that by using Calitrin, which is the drug-free way to lose weight and keep it off. Right now, they have a $20 off on a 90-day supply special deal as we go into March. Springtime is coming. You want to look your best. The best way to get the most from Calitrin, it's a powder, it's a pill, it can be a liquid. You take it consistently every single night. That's how it works the best. And it's best on an empty stomach. So take it then, be consistent, and you will see consistent progress. Page after page, 25, 26 years of experience by millions of people, they can't be wrong. You know it works, you try it or you get your money. You try it, you use it. If it works, great. If you don't get success, then you get your money back. Check it all out. Get into the journey for better health. You'll be grateful that I gave you this information. Connect at toploss.com. Become a customer, become a supporter, become healthy. Toploss.com is the way to connect to Calitrin. Don't forget, $20 off on a 90-day supply. Use the Doug code. You also get free shipping. That's at toploss.com.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Now on the American Family Farmer this week, introducing you to Kesha Cobb, who is the chairperson in Arkansas of the National Women in Agriculture Association. Kesha, welcome to our American Family Farmer. What is the National Women in Agriculture Association all about? What do you do?
Awesome. Well, I'm the president of National Women in Agriculture for the state of Arkansas. I'm sure everyone is familiar with the rice they eat. And Arkansas produces the most rice in the United States right here in my backyard. So National Women in Agriculture as a whole is an international organization that comprises primarily of African American women. And we historically represent less than 10%, but right now we represent about less than 1% of all farmers in America.
All right, so let's translate that into when you say you represent less than 1%, how do you come up with those numbers? I always wonder when I see stats like this where these numbers come from. How do we know that it's that little or there aren't, you know, I guess I'm not that I want to get stuck on statistics, but how do you know?
Okay, yeah, I love statistics. So what the USDA, and the USDA does as well. So we get those numbers from USDA and then locally from our Farm Bureau associations, and which is the largest general agriculture organization in America. And we also cross-reference with the Department of Agriculture for each state. So specifically in Arkansas, there is a USDA census. In every state that is conducted every 5 years, and USDA just did an agriculture consensus, but we don't have the numbers for that yet. Mm-hmm. And in 2017, Arkansas had about 70,000 farms, right? Now, according to Farm Bureau, we only have about 45,000. So we lost a lot of farms, probably due to COVID and everything, but the amount of female farmers in 2017, according to USDA statistics, were less than 10% in the state. Okay, and the amount of black female farmers were about 400 in 2017 in Arkansas. Now that number has decreased. So we can safely say we're less than 1%, but we're waiting for the numbers to come in because now I'm included.
All right, I get that. Okay, so that's a very good explanation of where it's all going. I guess one of the things that people will ask is how, as we go back through the history of what happened with not just black women, black men, black families working in agriculture in the South. It's a factor around the country, but it's more noticed, I think, when you go to Arkansas and Mississippi and Alabama, some of the places where there was slavery, frankly, and how that plays into this. And I guess my question would be at this point, with all the reparations that are going on, why aren't there more black women and more minorities in agriculture, not only in the South, but elsewhere? We'll deal with that in a few moments as we continue. Kesha Cobb is here from the National Women in Agriculture Association on the American Family Farmer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that thinking about helmets with faces on them.
I should get a new helmet. Ooh, maybe I'll get one of those ones that looks like a face with painted teeth and eyebrows, you know? Oh, that always looks so cool. People are like, whoa, is that a person with two faces? Oh, no, it's a helmet. And one face.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Moving back into our discussion here, I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farm with Kesha Cobb, who is from Arkansas. She's the chairperson of the Arkansas National Women in Agriculture Group, has brought up some very interesting stats. So 48,000 farms left in Arkansas, and there were 70,000 before COVID. A lot of things, the farms getting bigger, there's much land, or is the land being taken for other purposes other than agriculture? What do you sense? What does your gut tell you about the reality here, Kesha?
And not just my gut, but the numbers tell us now, according to the information that Farm Bureau has gathered, we produce more food now, but we have less farms. And according to USDA, about 98% of the farms are family farms. So what happened is the farms got bigger. Okay, and then probably because they had to, and farmers, all farmers have a hard time surviving because of the type of system that we grow our foods in, and USDA is now investing more in climate smart commodities. That means the climate smart food, the way we grow it. So what happened right here in Arkansas is that we lost small farms. And then bigger farms just kind of gotten together and formed growing groups, and they did what they had to do to survive. Unfortunately, we lost more black farmers, male and female. And now what I personally am an urban farmer.
What does that mean, Kesha? Describe what it means to be an urban farmer.
Right. So I love that you even asked that, but I turn my home. I am still a big promoter of home ownership, okay, in low-income communities. So I turn my home, it's a relevant, about 1,000 square feet, not that big, quarter of an acre, my yard. So I turned it into an urban farm. I live in the inner city. I got registered with USDA as a farmer. That was free. Most of us in the black community do not know that. We don't know much about agriculture. We're so separated from it in the school district from pre-K on up. So we do not know that it is a viable career. And when I finally got into it, I'm like, well, I can do more than garden. I can turn this house and this home and this yard into a farm, produce a product to sell, and be recognized by USDA and be counted in the census. So when I say now I'm included in that less than 400 black women farmers, I am. So we can increase the numbers because some of them are maybe farming or gardening and don't know that they can be qualified as a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question earlier, the way that we get more of what actually happened, you said going back to slavery, it is true that we had kind of a bad introduction to agriculture in America, but abroad, black people were farming as a lifestyle and hobby, and we taught other cultures to do so as well. But unfortunately, it was used as slavery in America. But the way we can get back to that, because we have so much food insecurity now, is by bringing people in. Look, Arkansas, we make $21 billion a year. It's our largest industry in the state, agriculture.
Right.
And so I say I'm the smallest part of the biggest industry in agriculture.
Well, there's a perspective here that seems to me this is why the story is good and why we need to tell the story. Where, you know, we consider ourselves whatever kind of farmer we consider ourselves, there is a broadening definition to the term farmer. Who is entitled to be a farmer? How do they become farmers? I want to know a little more about you and what you're growing and how long you've been doing it. So hold on. We'll get back to you in a few moments. Here, Kesha Cobb is with me here on the American Family Farmer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Another Norfolk Southern train has derailed, this time in Calhoun County. That's between Atlanta, Georgia, and Birmingham, Alabama. Miles Chambly is the director of emergency services in Calhoun County. He says the wreck happened yesterday morning.
We received notification from 911 that there was a Norfolk Southern train derailment in the Iron City community. There's approximately 30 train cars that were involved in that. There was no injuries, no fire, no road blockages with it.
More than a half dozen souls were killed in a mass shooting at a Jehovah's Witnesses hall in northern Germany this morning. Gun ownership in Germany is severely restricted, making this unusual. The suspected shooter was also found dead after the attack in Hamburg, Germany. Other people were seriously injured, and there is no confirmed information on the motive for the crime, according to police. Lance Pry, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's something I want, I grow my own. Yeah, all I need is G.O.D. to bless the seeds I'm
growing. Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program aimed at helping those of you who are running small family farms. And as the definition I was earlier talking about, one of the definitions, less than $1 million a year in business. I'm sure Kesha Cobb is doing a lot less than that, working in her own yard, growing things. Are you growing? Tell us what your yard looks like, Kesha.
Oh, my God. Thank you. So I grow over 100 fruits and vegetables in my yard, and people are flabbergasted when I tell them that. So I literally landscape in the front of the house with edibles. I have herbs, lemon thyme, mint. I grow watermelon in the front yard. My neighbor, she picks hers out every year. Corn, okra, that's just the front yard. So in my backyard, I have a 16 by 14 greenhouse, lean-to. I collect rainwater. It's very neat and clean. I'm about to get a few chickens. I have some really big garden beds, and I produce tons of seedlings to sell at not just farmers markets, but I actually set up a market at my house and got qualified or got my SNAP licensure to be able to accept SNAP benefits because I'm essentially inside of a food desert. Mm-hmm. So my model can essentially heal food deserts if we can start setting them up across the state and the country right in the center of them.
How long have you been doing this?
I started gardening back in 2006, and honestly, I was inspired by Michelle Obama. And gardening is great. I graduated into urban farming, just getting more connected to USDA, seeing how I can make money with it, seeing how I can help the environment and the community with what I was doing.
So can you sell enough to make a living, or do you have to have a job off, if you will? Like a lot of times we call it off-farm employment. Are you able to sustain yourself with what you're growing, or do you use it as a supplement to a regular income?
I started off using it as a supplement. Actually, I started off for free. Right. And I noticed I had so much surplus left over that I was giving it away, and I still do that because that's what nature teaches us to do. Mm-hmm. But I started off supplementing my income and just analyzing, hey, how much do I have to grow to make what I make at this job and stop the job? And so, yeah, I can easily, because if you're making a job that's like $300, $350 a week, you can easily grow enough food to sell at a farmer's market to replace that income, and you become an ag entrepreneur. And so, yes, I definitely grow enough to suffice my income and increase every year with what I learn and teach.
So how are you learning? We're talking to Kesha Cobb, who is the chairperson of the National Women in Agriculture Association in Arkansas, about opportunities for women and how she got started, how she's working it. So how did you learn what seeds to buy and use, and how to promote good agricultural practices? What do you use as a basis for the soil? Do you compost? What kind of fertilizer? You know, I want to get in my mind so that people know that oftentimes they can find their own way through all of this on their own. I'm expecting that you're self-taught.
I am. I have a saying, grow where you are, because that's what I did. I didn't have the money to purchase an acre or two. I didn't have the family land left to me. So I did. I did a lot of studying, and the first thing I did was study the native plants in my yard. I know every single weed and every plant, every type of grass that's in my yard, every tree. And then I studied my zone, according to USDA, what can grow, when can I grow it, and then how I can extend my growing season. Because when we freeze in Arkansas, some of our plants die. So I build hoop houses over my garden beds. I do no-till gardening, so I don't have to buy a lot of soil. I just pile more compost that I make on top of my beds, and that saves me time and money. And it's just me. You know, I don't have a lot of guys around that can pick up the wood and the soil. Mm-hmm. So I had to figure out how to do it in the most efficient way. And I love it. It's a therapy for me. And it's helped me beat several diseases. It's nutritional. Everything I grow in that backyard, I eat it. So I don't grow anything I don't eat. So I just started comparing. What do I buy at the grocery store, and can I grow it? If I can, that's what I did.
Well, that's certainly an intelligent way of looking at it. And also, if you do it that way, you get people to come by, and you're eating the same thing that they are. So if you got it for sale, I guess I wonder about that. You're selling at your home. Does the city have a problem with that? Are they encouraging you, or are you just doing it? Do you go to farmers markets as well? How does it shake out whether you're at home selling it or bringing it someplace like a farmer's market to sell?
Yeah, so when it comes to zoning, every city is different, but usually cities and municipalities do not and cannot stop us from producing, growing our own food for our personal consumption.
Right.
When it comes to selling the food, as long as it is in its natural state, you can. You don't have to be regulated by certain laws and getting permits. But if you want to prepare food, of course, you go to your health department and get your certifications, and you technically can. As far as it being at my house, I would just have to get a business permit. And, you know, if I'm selling something that came out of the ground, I didn't manufacture it. I just sold it directly to them. And that's what I do. And, of course, I provide recipes and healthy eating tips to people who purchase it as well right under my carport. I mean, I have a pop-up farmer's market at my house. Mm-hmm,
at the house, yeah. So are most of your customers local? Are most of your customers black? Most of your customers, how do you, if you're living in the neighborhood, I'm guessing that they're probably, it's like, if I know Little Rock pretty well. I've had some friends live there. I've been there a number of times. So even though we're trying to make the world a better place, there still are, I don't want to call them ghettos, but there are there are residential neighborhoods that more blacks live in than whites and the other way around. So who's your customer?
Yeah, I like you keeping it real right there. My customers are diverse, mostly African-American, and I'm in a okay neighborhood. It used to be very sought after, but it's no secret that we have a big drug issue in Arkansas, in our inner cities, and that's a socioeconomic disease, as well as the lack of nutritional food. So I try to educate people. I do a lot of marketing online, on Facebook, and I have people come from all over just to even tour and say, hey, how can I do this? So my clientele is everywhere from the elderly to the youth to black, white, Hispanic. It's pretty diverse, and I like that.
You should be proud of yourself. Hold on a second. We continue. Have some more time here with Kesha Cobb, who's figured out how to do this on her own, and she's done a pretty good job of it, if I do say so myself. Kesha Cobb here with us on the American Family Farmer.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Back with Kesha Cobb. I'm Doug Steffen, the American Family Farmer. So not only are you a farmer, it seems that you are doing other things to try to make it all work. As a mother, how many children do you have, and do your children help you with what you're growing?
Yes, I do. I do different things. I'm actually, after this interview, headed to a school to teach some of the inner city youth in African American school how to be farmers early, even at 5-10 years old. Right. I do have a son. He's 27. He turned 27 yesterday, and he really didn't get into agriculture. You know, he would help me some, but he knows all about it, and he's more of a intellectual, I would say, not hands in the dirt, but I teach those people how they can be.
Yeah, but I bet I'm betting he comes. I'm betting he's hanging around for the food, whether he helps or he doesn't help you. I'm betting he's hanging around for the food.
You know he is.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
For both steps. For both steps. And so if I'm like, hey, baby, go get me some green onions out the backyard, he knows where to go.
Yeah, okay. So that's good. All right. So you've got that. You're motivating people. Again, I think you should be proud of yourself. It's very, it's a very interesting hands-on, if you'll pardon the pun, overview of what this is all about. I got a kick out of you being from East St. Louis. My mother was born just outside of East St. Louis in Bellevue and was raised in southern Illinois. So you went to Little Rock from East St. Louis, but you spent some time in Dallas as well, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, I say I'm the show me state, the natural state, and then go big in Texas.
Well, but you learned how to do it. You learned how to be self-supporting, and this flies in the face of what a lot of people think. Again, we have a system that doesn't do a good job of encouraging people like you to be people like you. There are a lot of people that find that try to take the easy way out, and sometimes, whether it doesn't make any difference with the color of your skin is, there are a lot of people who have become, especially since COVID, sort of more dependent on the rest of us to live, and sometimes it is a grievance against society, and sometimes it's just because they haven't got the gumption, or they don't have the ability because they haven't sought the ability or found their abilities to do what you've done. One of the things that I'm concerned about that I talk about on this program is the ability to get money. A lot of black farmers who have big farms that were given farms, their families were given farms after the Civil War, they don't have title to the land, yet still after all these like 190 years, so they can't get loans. And they can't pursue, so they go out of business, and somebody comes along with a lot more money, buys up their land. Somehow the pieces don't seem to fit together, and I know that you probably, people will ask you about this, so when they do, what do you say?
Yeah, they do. I actually work with a lot of farmers that have air property issues or property issues. I have a background in real estate, too, and know a lot of the law when it comes to land.
Yep.
And so I helped a farmer that's with our organization, Ms. Ann, her and her husband saved their land that they were about to lose in Florida. And they're not black. It's just that it's an air property issue. And so what we do is I will get with them. The courts a lot of times are very lenient, and they will work with those farmers. And we come up with alternative ways to get income and or to get attorneys that can help them. You know, I'm not an attorney, but I am a critical thinker at my core. So I'm like, we're going to get together. We're going to solve this issue. And then we're going to get access to land. That's one of the barriers that we have, access to land.
Right.
And so we're working with USDA to get the USDA just funded some organizations for the land access grant. But a lot of times the black organizations and the smaller ones don't get that funding. So we're also working with USDA, and they're willing. They're willing to serve us more because we've been historically underserved.
Well, it's clear to me that there are issues, and there's a lot of talk about reparations, and I'm not sure that a lot of the things that are discussed are fair to anybody. What is fair is to have the what is yours, yours. And so that's where we run up against a roadblock here, it would seem. Don't have time to talk about it today, but at least we bring the issue to the surface, along with lots of other issues like how many women there are in agriculture, how many black women there are, what's going on in the South versus other parts of the country. You've touched on a lot of that, and I appreciate you being here, Kesha. Best of luck. Kesha Cobb from Arkansas, the National Women in Agricultural Association, with a great story here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Past the hour now. I'm the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This is my time to give you an overview of a problem and perhaps give you some suggestions on how to fix it. The American Family Farmer program tries to give you the tools. As a matter of fact, one of the recent podcasts that we have at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is a focus on marketing your farm. Now, one of the things that you have to do in marketing your farm is when you're trying to get people to come to the farm or buy your products, you have to extol, or you should, maybe I shouldn't say have to, extol the value and virtue of the job that the people are doing there. They make your employees an important part of how you promote your farm. And if you're not happy with your employees, if you don't have enough employees, if you're having a hard time getting employees, I guess one of the things that I would spend a little bit of time on is how it is that you try to explain the role, the responsibility for the people that you're looking for. If you are doing it the right way, you should be explaining what the job is all about. Job descriptions, they don't have to be complicated. All you have to do is create a sort of a bullet list of the job, the duties, the responsibilities. Think about what this person that you have on your farm would do every day. Some tasks are more important than others. What other people and functions do they encounter? What decisions do they have to make? When you're talking to a prospective employee, this is the kind of stuff to go over, frankly. What skills do you have? What experiences? Well, oftentimes today, we'll take anybody who's breathing, and that's a sure-fired recipe for a calamity, a mess. And it's silly. I think that there are a lot of people, unless it's the family. The family is a different thing. But if you're trying to find an employee, a good qualified employee, who is looking to be on the farm and not members of the family, then you have to do, like, you got to step up and put your big boy pants on and go at it like it's a business. Your farm is a business. Most of the time, we haven't had these problems over the years until, 15, 20 years ago when people weren't staying on the farm. They were going out into the big wide world because they didn't want to do the hard work that was required on the farm. All right, so having gotten us to the point of you have to hire outside, what do you pay? And is the pay salary? Is it hourly? I think if you're not careful, sometimes hourly paid members could be earning more than the salaried ones. The salaried ones are usually connected to the ownership of the farm. Do you explain vacation time, sick leave, that sort of thing? I think on the farm, many of us don't even encounter, we don't like talking about that because the farm is a 7-day-a-week operation. And oftentimes we, especially if it's a family, we don't have plans for vacation and sick leave. But you have to, this day, this era, you've got to agree upon, if you're hiring outside help, then you need to make it explicit as to what it is that you are offering the employees. What are they going to earn? There's a big kerfluffle now about overtime and whether or not they should be paid. Farm workers have not been paid overtime because it's, especially if it's a dairy farm, it's life. It's a lifestyle. It's not a job. It's the way you live your life. That's the way I've always approached what it is. I have the people who run work on my farm. They're 7 days a week. Once in a while, they take a day off because they need to, or they'll have time off because everybody needs to freshen up. One of the fellows on the farm took 5 days last week and went to New York. Okay, that's fine. But when he came back, went back to work. And so under the circumstances, you got to explain things. Who's the direct supervisor? Are you the boss? Are you the one who supervises? Again, this is for out-of-family hires. Because with the family, you don't have to evaluate the people. But if you're hiring somebody that you've never known before, and you got to make the job description as clear as you can. And you have to, if it's mostly run by your family, you got to figure out how to avoid conflicts. Set boundaries, define expectations, and you'll have better luck. All right? Hopefully that's a word to the wise. And again, don't forget about our American Family Farmer podcast. There's one that we have done recently about making farming cool again. Farming is cool. Find out how. Follow us on the American Family Farmer. All the podcasts are available free at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.